Dawn. 1. The killer stood watch at the thin window, still waiting for the end to arrive. The room was just as he'd left it when they dragged him down to hell. The flagstones scrubbed near clean, old lamb's wool draped over the bloodstains. The hearth was bereft of flame, but not heat. They'd let a fire burn again while he was gone, banishing the chill. Two antique armchairs stood in the room's heart, a small round table between. A bottle of cool green glass sat upon it, empty yet full of promise. They'd hauled him up from that cell below, his sister's blood smudged upon his knuckles, his own blood running down his punctured throat. He'd been carried through the halls in the arms of the Marquis's thrall swords, past Margot's pale courtiers, the wondrous frescoes on the walls, counting every step in his head. And after it became clear that the rage was bled out of him, Gabriel had been allowed to walk, escorted back up the tower stairs, there to await the displeasure of the Marquis Jean-François Chastain. He did not wait long. As he stared out the window to the mountains beyond, he felt a tickling, as if a hand were brushing his hair back from his neck. Turning, he saw the cold blood 20 feet away, surrounded by his thralls, Meline and Jasmine and Dario, Delphine looming at his back. "I trust you are feeling pleased with yourself, Chevalier," the vampire asked. "I'll be pleased when that fucking snake is in her grave." "I did not give you permission to lay hands upon her. She deserved it, every drop." "Be that as it may, Selene Castilla is my Empress's property, not yours," Jean-Francois glowered. "If you seek to do harm to her again, I will be forced to punish you again. And it has not been so long, methinks, that you have forgotten how unpleasant that can be." The historian smoothed down his frock coat, the smouldering rage in his eyes abating. "But still, all in all, a fine night's work, mon ami." He gifted the Silver Saint a pretty smile, patted the tome under his arm. "Great Margot shall be well pleased. And though I am certain there be more to this story than either you or your beloved sister are telling, grim daylight has caught us for now. Sleep beckons, and my boudoir calls." "Sweet dreams, vampire." The Silver Saint tilted his head, tapping his lip. "No, wait. You need a soul to dream, don't you? Do you require anything before we retire?" "No." "Are you certain?" The Silver Saint met the vampire's eyes then, amusement sparkling in that deep chocolat stare. Gabriel's gaze drifted to Meline, the choker cinched tight around the long pale line of her throat, the thin blue traceries of veins across her bosom. His eyes shifted next to Jasmine. Wanton gaze and clever hands and dark, perfect skin. And now to Dario, long black hair framing his square jaw, the beat of his pulse thudding just below. Gabriel's cheeks were aflame at the memory of them in the bathhouse earlier this eve, the young blood gifting soft kisses along his shoulder, the lass running slow fingertips up the inside of his thigh. The vampire's eyes drifted down to his crotch, lips curled in a knowing smile. "Ask, and ye shall receive, Silver Saint." "Merci," Gabriel growled, turning his back, sweat gleaming upon his brow as he clasped his hands tight behind him. "But I'm still not that kind of bastard."
"If the Chevalier thirsts, master, I could fetch him another bottle at least."
It was Dario who'd spoken, smoky eyes drifting now to the historians, the young blood ever eager to please. Jean-Francois pursed his lips, covetous gaze roaming the youngster's body, his hands, his lips. But Meline ran a gentle touch down his spine, whispering in his ear, and the vampire seemed to draw a conclusion that she and Jasmine could suffice for the day.
"What say you, Chevalier?"
He glanced to Dario.
"As I said, the vintage is exquisite."
The Silver Saint's jaw clenched.
He could smell the heady perfume of Dario's sweat, hear the quickening drumbeat of the young blood's pulse as he looked him over. The sharp planes of his jaw, the artery thudding just below, hypnotic. After the Sanctus he'd smoked earlier in the eve, the thirst had slunk away into the dark where it dwelled. But, as ever, it had returned now. That hole inside never quite filled, that need never quite sated. To hate the thing that is completing you, to love the thing that is destroying you. Perhaps another bottle, he finally whispered, hoarse. Oui. Jean-Francois smiled, dark and vulpine, nodding to the thrall swords behind him. As Delphine and his men marched out of the room, he took Dario's hand, kissed his pale wrist, sending shivers along his skin, those dark Nordish eyes gone liquid and wide. See to all the Chevalier's needs, love. As it please you, master. Take your fucking eyes with you, Chastain, the Silver Saint growled, glancing back over his shoulder. I'm not here to put on a damned show. The vampire chuckled, reached out with his will across the room. A small black shape crawled from the shadows of the hearth, scampering swift across the floor toward him. Stooping, Jean-Francois gently lifted a small black mouse on the palm of his hand, gazing into the familiar's dark eyes. Come along, Armand, he murmured. Our guest is a shy one. Jasmine slipped out of the cell on slippered feet, Melinée following, waiting patiently beyond the threshold with the swords, all prickling skin and bated breath. Jean-Francois stared yet at the Silver Saint's back, razor blades in his smile. In the end, he murmured, you pay the beast his due. Gabriel glanced back at him then, voice like ashes. Or he takes his due from you. The Marquis bowed. Santé, chevalier. Morte, cold blood. The vampire drifted from the room like smoke, the door barred and locked in his wake. Gabriel listened to their footfalls, fading down the cold stone stairs, the breath of the swords waiting just outside the cell. He could hear the quickened pulse of the youngster behind him, smell the perfume of his blood, mixed with his sister's across his knuckles, his own drying upon his throat. The memory of soft skin under his hands, warm and smooth, and thudding against his tongue, rushing into his mouth and down his throat, all of him afire. He turned from the window, storm-grey gaze falling on the prize the Marquis had left behind. Breath coming swifter, hands curled in fists. He stared for an age, taking in the young blood beauty, dark brown eyes and snow-pale skin and ink-black hair. And when he was certain they were gone, the vampire retreated to the soft silk of his boudoir, there to drown that agony he knew all too well. The pale blood took one step toward his mark. Another. Another. The young blood raised his chin as the Silver Saint's shadow fell across him, swallowing thick, pupils dilated in the dawn's gloom. Gabriel's tread was as a man walking to his gallows, stopping close enough to feel the lad's warmth upon his skin. His heart was heavy as iron in his chest, his whisper sharp as a knife in the dark. Before the five, come unto one, with sainted blade, neath virgin sun, by sacred blood or else by none. The young blood held the forefinger and thumb of his left hand over his heart. This blackened veil shall be undone. You'd best be ready, Gabriel warned. Joaquin, Joaquin, Marin. The youngster nodded, steel shining behind those dark Nordish eyes. For the Grail, Chevalier. Gabriel nodded. For the Grail.